Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight we'll spend the entire hour sharing our memories of the greatest player in the history of U.S. top flight soccer and Italy's Lazio, SSS Lazio, the late Giorgio Chinaglia. This is Andrew Battisti, joined in studio by Sam Manchovi, and down in Florida is our host, Joe Suriani. We'll go to him in a second. As always, our show is brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, and by the Rochester Rhinos, Rochester Lancers, Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Faber Homes, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Sam, I was stunned when my wife actually told me, a friend of ours posted it on her Facebook page, that Giorgio had passed away, and I was just in shock because it was totally unexpected.
And I found out yesterday too, and the person that told me, I asked them if it was an April Fool's joke, and they said no. I went straight to the internet, and there it was. And I spent a lot of the evening last night going on YouTube watching some of his best goals and a lot of Cosmos Lancers clips. So it was kind of sad.
And let's now go down to Florida and bring in the host of Soccer is Kicking the Grass, a good friend of Giorgio Chinaglia, Joe Suriani. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Andrew, and this is a sad day for soccer throughout the world. Giorgio Chinaglia was not only a friend of soccer, but he was a promoter of soccer. He was a gentleman, and he was a guy that really set his bar high to score goals and to enhance the game.
He certainly was, and we're going to be speaking and hearing from a lot of former Lancers tonight. And let's start right off, if we have him on the air, Bob, our first guest tonight is somebody, again, very close to Giorgio, and the gentleman who, without him, we would not have seen Giorgio Chinaglia here in Rochester, the owner of the NASL Rochester Lancers, and we're going to get Charlie on in just a moment here, Charlie Schiano. But we're also going to have tonight on the show, Bronco Sagota will be joining us, along with Don Popovich, Nelson Capello, Pat Ercoli, Joe Giuliano will join us as well, along with Michael Lewis, and two guys we haven't had on the show before, former Lancers Fred Gergerev and Don Draghi will also be with us. And what a lineup. And now let's bring in the founder of the Rochester Lancers and the founder of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Charlie Schiano. Charlie, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Really is.
Well, Charlie, tell us when you first met Giorgio Chinaglia.
Well, I first met Giorgio Chinaglia when the Lancers trained in Italy in 1975. The general and I attended the game when the Italian national team played the Polish national team at the Rome Olympic Stadium, and then the general and I were down in the locker room, and we had dinner with Giorgio and Gino Lollobrigida that night. Then we had lunch a few more times, and I thought I'd never see him again because I wasn't going back to Italy in the near future. Then it was 1976, and I was in was the Cosmos office. I was doing some business with him. I walked over to the elevator, and we were playing the Cosmos that night. I wanted to catch a flight back. Off the elevator comes Giorgio. First thing
I said is,
what the heck, I cleaned that up, are you doing here? Because they already signed Pelé. And he goes, Charlie, don't tell anybody, but I'm signing with the Cosmos today. I said, Giorgio, we're playing you guys tonight. I said, I can't play tonight. So the funny thing is I flew back with Giorgio and Steve Ross and the Warner team. I canceled my American Airlines ticket back here, and we flew into the stadium, and then I walked into the stadium with Giorgio. We had the limousines, and everybody was yelling, that's Chinaglia with Charlie. That's Chinaglia. And I always remember that. And it's just, guys, it's a very sad day for me. And I've been kind of down all day because he was such a good friend. And he called me. He called me several times during the year. And he'd go, Charlie, this is George. And I'd say, George who? Giorgio. I said, well, Charlie, don't give me that George stuff. It's Giorgio. I always call you Giorgio. And he's the one that really interested, as I mentioned to you before, guys, that he called us one time and said, Charlie, the Cosmos are releasing Gergerev. And I had watched Gergerev play in the indoor soccer. It was with the Philadelphia team. And I thought he was a top-notch forward. He said, we got so many forwards, they're going to release him. You should pick him up. So that's how we got Gergerev. As soon as they released him, we had him. We were the first one. We jumped him. That's a true story. And the last time Joe and I saw Gergerep, and Joe will remember this, was we're at the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago.
In Oriente.
And Giorgio came running in with his son, and we were sharing stories and everything, and his son turned to me and says, you know, I don't have, and Giorgio signed a program for me. I had a program with his picture on it. And the son turned to me and said, I don't have any photographs pictures of Giorgio in a Cosmos uniform, and I had extra ones, so I said, I'll send you some. And I sent him about six programs with Giorgio in it, and I know he called me back and says, thank you for sending them to my son. And it's really, really sad. I mean, the only time he was ever critical of me, and I don't think Joe was there, we were down in Florida, and we were playing the Florida team,
Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
They were staying in the same hotel we were staying at. I don't know if you remember that, Joe.
Yeah,
and we had just hired that former coach, whose name I should have mentioned, from the Cosmos, and he and Pelé lit into me. How could you hire that jerk? Blah, blah, blah. Y'all know if you remember that, Joe.
I do remember.
Yeah, and I said, Giorgio, I really didn't do it. The guys from New York hired him. And, seemed like a good idea at the time, so I didn't oppose it. But he said, oh, he's just really blah, blah. And I said some very...
And he was right.
He was right. He really was right. And those are, you know, I could go on and on and on, but you could ask me any questions. I just got to tell you, he was a great player, and we loved to see him play. Even when we played against him, he was a gentleman, and he really thought the world of our great center halfback. So he said, those two big guys, strong guys you got in the back, Charlie, always give me a hard time.
Mijatovic.
Mijatovic
and
Dragi. And Pozlik. He said, those guys always give me a hard time. And as you remember, Joe, when we were at the Hall of Fame, was that 3, 4, 5 years ago? I can't remember quite, Ron. He played in that game they had when all the players who were there from the North American Soccer League played. And he played in that game, and of course, Paul Hahn played against him. Jimmy was there, and I was so proud. Jimmy was the only player on the field. They played this, a half-an-hour game, 40-minute game, and Jimmy was wearing the Lancer uniform. It really warmed the cockles of my heart, I got to tell you, Jimmy Pollard.
Charlie, and I know
there was great memories.
Wasn't that something, Joe?
Yep, definitely.
We were lucky to be there and spend some time with Giorgio, had a few drinks with him, a few laughs, and remembering the old times, and it was kind of, he really was a giant. He was a great player. He had a great nose for the ball. He really did. Wherever there was an opening, he was there to strike that goal. And
he was a true Italian striker. He took advantage of every opportunity that was presented to him, and the ball would be in the back of the net.
Yeah, if
and
you made a mistake,
spectacular.
You're right. If you made a mistake, he was there. You were there. He was there. He was right there. Boy, when he called for the ball, he wanted 4 feet ahead of him or a yard ahead of him, and he had the great guys behind him and put that ball right where he wanted it.
And he used to say about that he was a true finisher because he said, when I finished, the ball was in the back of the net.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is one more character that I like to bring out, that his temperament and his things resemble Charlie Shano.
because they
both, you know, they both speak out, and when regardless of what.
Yeah, Giorgio was outspoken. Giorgio was really outspoken. He was a leader on the team, and he was. There were those that detracted him, and I think unfairly. I mean, unfairly. Giorgio was a robust character who lived life to the fullest. He had a good time. He played the game with all his strength, and he was really a delight to be a friend with, even though he was on the opposing team. He always respected him because of his skill, his ability, and he always played fair. You never saw him pull any short tricks or dirty tricks out there. He wouldn't hurt anybody. He went out to play the game the way it should be played, and I'll always remember him that way.
Real quick, Charlie, remember when the Lancers played the Cosmos in 79, and they were beating us 4-2, and Formosa sat on the ball, and I remember Canalia ran over to Formosa, and I can't remember if he kicked him or not, but I know he yelled at him.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it's very disrespectful.
Yeah, he did. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But then remember when we beat the Cosmos 1-0 in the shootout in 77, and it was Canalia was one of the guys who missed the shootout goal. the five of them missed, and Canalia was one of them. So,
oh man. Well, Charlie, we gotta go to Michael Lewis. He's waiting patiently for us. So, Charlie, thank you so much for being on.
Well, give Michael our best. I'm sorry I had to run through these issues, but they were great memories, and guys are doing a nice job. And I think it's smart to dedicate this show to Giorgio, because this guy deserves it, and he's one of the legends of soccer. Really, a legend of soccer. My very good friend. I felt bad the last couple of days when Joe called me and told me about this to my son Chris. I've been feeling low all day about this. He's a great guy, a good friend, and will be missed. Gentlemen, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Charlie.
Bye now.
Charlie Schiano here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And by the way, just before we get to Michael, on our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com, on the front page is the last interview we ever did with Giorgio. It was from August 1st of last year, so about 12 minutes long. Definitely check it out. And if Bob will give me the okay here, I will see if we have Michael Lewis. We're going to go to break first, and then we'll come back with Michael Lewis. We'll come back with also Dick Howard, Joe Giuliano, the voice of the Rhinos and the Lancers, and former Lancer defender Nelson Capello on our special tribute to Giorgio Chinaglia here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kooja Kooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for 3 straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The 2-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our very special show tonight honoring the late Giorgio Chinaglia. And the music you're hearing actually is a Welsh hymn called Day Is Done, beautiful song. And Giorgio spent his youth in Wales, so very appropriate.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, he's started his career in Wales, and that was a lot of the Swansea coach actually was on the soccer show on Sirius today, and they're very, very sad, obviously, the loss of Giorgio.
Yeah, he was there for, people don't know that, he came over when he was 19, I think, over to Italy.
That's right. Yeah. So. Yeah. Speaking of Giorgio and many people who knew him, let's bring in somebody who certainly knew him very well and gentleman who covered him here in Rochester and knew him from his days in New York City. Calling in from Kansas City, the site of the CONCACAF Olympic Men's Tournament, is Michael Lewis. Michael, thank you for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure. I apologize for any background noise or music. I'm in an area where it seems like there's too much noise, so I hope you can hear me over the background noise.
No problem.
You,
I know that
you sound good, Mike.
He sounds good. Yeah, Joe's with us too here. So, Michael, I know you wrote in your column at BigAppleSoccer.com a short tribute to Giorgio. I know that when you get back, you'll probably do something a little more lengthy. But when did you first meet Giorgio?
I met him back in 1976-77, as my memory tells me. I was a lot younger, working for the Democrat and Chronicle, and they invited me and a couple of other media people to have lunch with Giorgio Chinaglia and Pelé, and you do not turn that down. As some people or skeptics might say, a sports writer will never turn down a free lunch. But to get an opportunity to talk to these two gentlemen at lunch, and it was off the record, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, It's funny, as the meal progressed, I figured out with now, this Giorgio Chinaglia had a few opinions that would make an interesting story. Nothing against the great play who I had written many a story about his bodyguard, about him signing with the Cosmos, about this and that, everything else. This was too good of a story to pass up. So after lunch, I told Giorgio, I'd like to interview you. And he says, well, couldn't you do it during lunch? I said, well, I want to eat, and, you know, this is before the day of tape recorders, voice recorders by the media, and I wasn't going to use one hand to get in the way of me eating. So I did the interview with him, had a great interview. It was so good that it made the front page of the sports section, and that was my first encounter with Giorgio Chinaglia, and he has always had spoken his mind. It did not matter. It did not matter to him how people were going to react, and that's who he was. It's difficult for me to say was, because I'm used to saying is about him. I think Giorgio Chinaglia's death shocked a lot of people on Sunday.
One of the things that I remember about George is the fact that he always spoke frank. He always called a spade, and just like you said, he didn't care who he hurt, but in the end it turned out that he was right.
Well, it's funny because he would say something and you'd say, yeah, I agree with him. I might not say it the same way. I might be maybe a little more diplomatic, but to use the parlance of another sport, he always threw fastballs. There were not too many changed paces with him. That's the way he was on the field, too. He was very demanding of himself and his teammates. He wanted the ball. He wanted the ball at a certain level because he knew if he got it, he could put the ball in the back of the net and it would be better for him.
I think that a great scorer, just like George was, and like Mike Stojanovic, if you remember, Mike used to always complain that he didn't have the ball enough. So that's their style.
If you're going to be a big time center forward, you know you need an ego, like they're not. Instead of, I'm talking in general. I mean, there are some strikers out there who don't have that ego, or they use that ego to fuel their abilities, but a lot of them, hey, this is what drives them. And Giorgio, I had never seen anyone so driven in my life. But yesterday I had an opportunity to talk to Freddie Gutierrez, and he talked about Giorgio. You know, he was never satisfied. He had one, he wanted two. He had two, he wanted three. If he had five, he just wanted more. And in essence, describes him as a player just never satisfied. And that's why he's in one game.
Amazing. And Michael's breaking up a little bit, but Giorgio scored in the 1980 playoffs against Tulsa, 7 goals in one game. That's absolutely unheard of. And that's the kind of man he was. He found the way to put the ball in the back of the net. That was his job, and he did it very well. But Michael, I know you're breaking up a little bit, and we got Dick Howard waiting, so we appreciate you coming. I know you're very busy covering the CONCACAF Olympic tournament, but we'll definitely have you on in the near future. We'll maybe do another show about Giorgio in the near future to get some more people on to talk about him. But thanks very much for being on with us tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you thinking of me. I enjoyed myself. Sorry about the quality of the phone call. We'll talk sometime in the future.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and let's bring in now from Toronto our good friend, our international correspondent, Dick Howard. And Dick, I was all ready to talk about Chelsea and the matches this weekend, but let's put all that aside tonight and talk about Giorgio. And I want to know that you've been known him and covered him for many years. Even before he came to America, you knew of his scoring prowess with Lazio and playing in Wales.
Yeah, obviously a sad loss for one of the icons of the North American Soccer League, I'm sure. Whether you loved him or hated him, his passing is too early an age. But no, I was just fascinated because when he came, he had such an interesting opening years of his life. You know, he was born in Carrara. Well, Joe, you know Carrara, the marble birthplace of Gianluigi Buffon and also of Giorgio Canaglia. So that Tuscan town has some very famous people that came through it. But the thing that I found interesting in chatting to people that had known him was that at the age of 8, he went with his family to live in South Wales, which was quite the change for a young Italian boy, and he was 8 years at the time. And that's why, apparently, he had that sort of sing-song kind of voice, because the Welsh accent is a little bit different, but he was certainly bilingual at the time. And in talking to people that knew him at that time, they said, you know, he was so strong-willed and single-minded at that age, you know, when he was going to school, only wanted to play soccer, and came to the attention of the Swansea Town manager. He scored 3 goals in a game, a schoolboys game. But apparently, as an apprentice pro, he wasn't the ideal kind of pro, because he had what we call teenage temptations, which may be surfaced later in life. And I'm sure some of your listeners and people talking will refer to this, of the drinking, the gambling, the girls. Certainly were very much part of his time at Swansea, and as a result, he was let go, didn't stay on. And then it became very interesting and, again, fascinating, because he went back to Italy, played in Serie C with Marseille, and then went to Inter Napoli, and within 3 years had joined Lazio, as you mentioned. And within 9 years, became a legend. But the great story, the one story that I didn't see, I haven't seen the video, and maybe somebody else that you're going to be chatting to, Andrew, will have this incident in the 1974 World Cup, when he was substituted in the game between Italy and Haiti, and the coach at the time, Ferruccio Valcareggi, brought him off, and Canaglia came off the field, and words that only we say in private were said, and gestures, and all hell broke loose, because I think there's about 300 million people watching it on TV. But apparently, people that saw that said, well, that was the beginning of the end of his time in Italy, because it really was quite quite the scene in that World Cup game. And apparently, and again talking to people, he just loved the American way of life. He'd play with Lazio in an exhibition game in 72. And as a result of that, he bought a 20-room mansion in Inglewood, New Jersey, and eventually moved there, of course, when he came over to North America. So quite a checkered beginning, but some of the things that came out later in his career were certainly evident when he was a young player.
Yep, and one of the things, I guess, Dick, if you think about it, if he hadn't had that falling out with the Italian national team, we may never have seen him in America, because back then in the NASL, most of the players that came over from Europe were past their prime and past their international career.
Yeah, he was 34 and so on,
And he came over in the prime of his career, and that's why he was such a great player in the NASL. It dominated the game.
He was tremendous. I never played against him as a goalkeeper, but I'm sure that there's many great goalkeepers have suffered at the expense of Giorgio Canalia, because, as you mentioned, and Michael mentioned, you know, he was so selfish. He just wanted to score. Joe alluded to Mike Stojanovic, to Stoli. You know, they just wanted to put the ball in the back of the net, and that seven-goal performance against Tulsa, you know, it's just indicative of just an out-and-out goal scorer. You get the ball to him, and that's what he would say, give me the ball, and I'll give you a goal. You know, it's a priceless asset in the game, of course.
Well, Dick, we have to go to Nelson Capello next. So thanks for being on the show. We'll go back to our regular format again next Monday night.
Okay, guys. And
thanks, Dick.
Congratulations. Great you've devoted this time to one of the icons of the game. Thank you.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's go to our next guest now, gentleman who had the enviable task of trying to defend Mr. Canalia when the Cosmos played against the Lancers. Bring in former Lancer Nelson Capello now. Nelson, thanks for being on the show.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Now, Nelson, you had to play against Giorgio. Tell us about what that was like.
Well, that was fantastic to be able to play against the Cosmos in general, and then Giorgio, one of the all-time great players, goal scorers in the NASL, and obviously his reputation preceded him from Italy and Lazio and so on. So I always look forward to playing against someone like him.
It was amazing. Joe, go ahead.
Nelson, one of the things that I remember about Giorgio is that when they came to Rochester and played, he was so friendly with all the fans at the stadium, and he was superb in his way of playing, and he was superb to represent the game in his beauty.
Yeah, definitely, Joe. I mean, the fans loved him. I remember one time there was either someone said something in the paper, I can't remember what it was, but you know, and George just said, well, you either hate me or love me, but you'll love me once I score goals. So, you know, Georgia was definitely that. He, you know, I heard a little bit of what Dick Howard was saying, and, you know, it was a tremendous feat for him to score seven goals against Tulsa. And, you know, he did remind me a lot of Mike Stojanovic. I mean, all these great scorers have that one different from everyone else. You know, they're always around the goal. They want the ball. They want to make things happen. And Georgia was definitely that.
And he scored some spectacular goals. It was a pleasure to watch him play. And we got a chance to see him, fortunately, here in Rochester, Nelson, because we played the Cosmos every year, and it was always a big event whenever the Cosmos came to town.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And you know, that was a great show. You know, a great show on earth, as they called the Cosmos back then. And you know, I was very pleased and proud to be part of that great era of soccer in this country. And you know, Giorgio made it all that much better.
Well, Nelson, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your memories. And we'll definitely talk about you on the show again real soon. Thanks so much.
Great. All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Nelson.
Bye-bye, Nelson. Nelson Capello here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's a fast-moving show tonight. We got a lot of people coming on still to come. In our next segment, we'll have former Lancers Bronco Sagoda, Don Draghi, and Pat Erkley as we pay tribute to Giorgio Canalia here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Goodbye, goodbye to Rome, city of a million moonlit places. kisses, city of a million warm embraces, where I found the one of all the faces, far from home.
Proudly conservative.
W-Y-S-S.
You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Sam Mongiovi, Joe Siriani down in Florida, paying tribute tonight to the late Giorgio Chinaglia. And joining us now, another gentleman who knew how to put the ball in the back of the net, played many years in the NASL, Canadian International, was here recently for the Lancers Wall of Fame dinner presentation. And he's calling us in from Florida, Bracco Sagoda. Bracco, thank you for joining us on this special show tonight.
Thank you. No problem.
Now, Bracco, you were with the Cosmos for a very brief time in 1979 before you came to the Lancers. Did you ever actually be able to train and work with Giorgio while you were there?
No, actually, I think Rochester bought my rights before I was drafted by the Cosmos, but the Rochester bought my rights off of them, so I never really trained with them.
So really your first chance to be on the field with Giorgio was in the, when we played the Cosmos in 79 then.
Right, yeah. That was the first time, and right away. You could see, you know, that he was a great scorer, and every little chance that he got, he put away. And I think that's what soccer is all about, you know, scoring the goal, and he was the best at it.
Joe?
Branko, what do you remember mostly about Giorgio?
Well, I think the biggest thing was, you know, I think he trained with us during the winter when I was with the Arrows for a while. He's just a good human being and help you with anything, and he was there and just an all-around good person.
Well, his style of play was not conducive to playing the indoor game. Am I correct?
Yes, no, Giorgio was an outdoor player, but he just came out to try to keep in shape a little bit in that, because he's a big fellow, you know, and he's just perfect for the outdoor game. He was a typical frontman striker, and, you know, all the balls that got up into the air and that, he was on the end of almost every one of them.
You could tell he played a little bit for the Cosmos indoors, but it wasn't his game. He needed more space. He was able to run onto balls in space and use his head and score some unbelievable goals. So we were just very fortunate to be able to watch him, Branko. And I know that it's a sad day for all of us when a great player like this goes on to better, bigger and better things.
Yeah, if I think Branko, it is. Oh, yes, sure.
No, Branko, if you had to say anything about Giorgio, his career, his national team, and what do you know about that?
Well, I know he played in '74 in the World Cup, and he played for Lazio and scored a lot of goals. And I think he's a tribute to the game. I think he's a great ambassador to the game. And again, I think just the type of human being he was just an all-round good human being, and we're going to miss him greatly.
Well, Branko, we really appreciate you coming on and spending a little time with us and sharing your memories about Giorgio Chinaglia, and we'll definitely have you on the show down in the future to talk more about what's going on with you. But thanks for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank
and,
you.
And thank you for taking time off, you know, for your son's soccer practice.
No problem. This is a little bit more important. He can miss one practice. I'd also
okay,
like to
Branko.
Send my condolences to the Chinaglia family, too, and they're going to be in our prayers.
Thank you, Branko. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Branko Sagoda here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And before we get to our next guest, as Bob lines it up, we just mentioned that over in Italy, this is a huge story in Italy, because, again, Giorgio was named the greatest player in the history of Lazio. And I know that the mayor of Rome is going to try to have something official done.
You get a lot of family to go there and have something done, I believe.
Exactly, yeah. Because he was an icon in Italy. I mean, he was just an unbelievable talent, and he certainly had his controversy there too, but we're going to push that aside and talk about the good things. And speaking of the good things, somebody who did not only marked him versus with the Lancers, but somebody in his long NASL career had many encounters with Giorgio is our next guest, calling in from St. Louis, Missouri, Don Draghi. Don, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. It's great memories of the Rochester days.
So now you had a long career in the NASL, played with many different teams, but so you had a chance to play against Giorgio numerous times. And tell us about some of your memories.
Well, I just remember what a great player and how competitive Giorgio was. He just, you knew that when you played the Cosmos and Giorgio that you better be on your game, and that you were playing, you know, the best players in the world at that point.
Joe?
Among your memory of Giorgio, what is the one that sticks to your mind the most?
Well, Joe, I think every time that you played Giorgio, it stuck to your mind, especially now. You know, back then, you know, when you were playing, you know, you were a pretty young kid as far as that goes, and it wasn't just another game. But now you look back and you can say to, you know, your kids and what have you that you played against Giorgio Chinaglia, you know, it really means a whole lot. But, every game that you played against him, you know, for the amount of goals that he scored and what he did for soccer and the Cosmos and really American soccer, it amazes me really to this day. And it was a privilege, you know, to play against him. I mean, any time that he got a ball, no matter where he was, he had a very good chance, or he thought himself that he was going to be scoring. He expected to score, and obviously he did score by being the NESL's all-time leading scorer, but it was a privilege.
And on your Facebook page, you have a very famous picture. It's yourself heading the ball, and Marilyn Foslich is in the picture, and in the background is Pelé and Kinal. Yeah, that was from the second leg of the semifinals in 1977 at Giant Stadium. Nearly 74,000 fans and a driving rainstorm, and the Cosmos took care of business 4-1 that day. But I know that had to be a tremendous memory for you as a young defender.
Oh, my gosh, you know, for being in my first year in Rochester, you know, giving me a chance to play and making it really basically to the Final Four there, gosh, what a thrill, you know. It's just amazing. And that picture there, it's a treasure for me. And I still remember it to this day. And, again, we did lose 4-1, and it was in the driving rain. But we had a heck of a team up there, and we gave it our best. But it was always, always very hard to beat the Cosmos, and especially away from home. I mean, it was hard to beat them anywhere, but away from home in Giant Stadium with 75,000 people, you know, what a thrill.
Certainly was. And Don, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight on short notice, and thanks so much. And we'll have to get you on the air again, because we haven't had you on in a long time. We want to see what's going on with you and talk about some memories of the NASL. But we'll do that down the road. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks very much, and just like to say hello to everybody in Rochester. It was a wonderful 2 years for me being up in Rochester, and what great friends and great memories I do have from the Rochester Lancers, all the fans, and, you know, the great people of Rochester.
Don, you still have your blonde hair?
Well, it's sort of long these days and white. So it's still there. I have it. It's just a little bit different color.
Well, thanks again, Don. We appreciate you coming on.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Say hello to everybody for me.
We will.
Ciao.
Don Draghi here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We're going to take our final break now. When we come back, we will have Pat Erkley on the show with us, along with Don Popovich and Freddie Grigorev, as we pay tribute to Giorgio Canalia here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's
NewayAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Sam Mongiovi, Joe Suriani down in Florida. It's the last segment of our tribute show to Giorgio Canalia. And joining us now, certainly a gentleman who played against Giorgio for many years and a great friend, the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Pat, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. Obviously, it's a big loss for everybody. And, you know, I got a call from my mother yesterday because I hadn't heard about it yet. And we had a personal, relationship with him prior to me actually starting as a soccer player here in the U.S. He had traveled to Toronto several times, and I got to know him on a personal basis. So, you know, and then I came to Rochester and got the opportunity to play against him. But, he was a great character, a guy that wanted to win, had a big heart, and, we'll miss him.
You certainly will. Joe, go ahead.
Pedro, one of the things that you were very gracious about, that you had Giorgio Canalia shirt, and you were gracious enough to give it away to somebody that paid some money to have it. I mean, it must pain you now that you give that shirt away.
A little bit, but, at the time I had it, I probably didn't value it as much, maybe because I had played against them, and, sometimes we get jerseys from other players and you keep them, but it's not like you put them in a frame and maybe you don't do them justice. So it gave me an opportunity a couple of years ago to do something good for soccer in general. I felt that we were able to bring Stojanovic here, some of the players that played for the Lancers, for that reunion time. So it served a dual purpose.
I can tell you that the guy that bought the shirt, I'm sure he's going to put it in a frame, Enzo Scollo.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's got it framed already. Trust me, I've heard about it several times. So it served a dual purpose. Giorgio was a great character. I mean, he's the type of guy that obviously had a passion for the game, wanted to win. The thing I remember most that he was thick-skinned. He believed that he didn't care really what other people thought of him. He was put on earth to score goals and win championships, and that's what he did.
Yeah, he did it many times.
That was a great attribute that he had, and that's the type of player that really believes in his ability and believes that what he's doing is at the best level and the highest level, and he certainly proved that it was the best at the time.
Well, Pat, I just want to mention real quick for all you fans out there, the Rhinos are in action on Wednesday, 10 a.m. against the under-21s from Montreal, and then on Friday, 3:30 against Syracuse University Orange, both at Salem Stadium. Sam has one last question.
Hey, Pat, I hope you don't mind, but I let my uncle know that you have two Italian-speaking players on your team this year, and he's quite excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we went after a different mix this year. It's not just the two Italians. Actually, we have a third one that we're going to be looking at. He's played in second division in Italy as well. But there's a German keeper that's played at the highest level, and McManus that's played at the highest level in Scotland and in the MLS. So there's a different blend of players, and there's an excitement within the air. A lot of fans, even yesterday when it was raining, that I didn't think anybody was going to show, they
yeah,
came out.
So.
So, I mean, we're kind of excited. It's somewhat going back a little bit to when I was coaching, where we had that European or that South American flair. Zamunio from Chile is basically has an Italian background, and the Greek that we signed, the center back that played in Italy for 8 years, he's from Greece, but, you know, he speaks fluent Italian, fluent Greek, and fluent English. So,
it's
blend of players that we brought in. It's a good blend.
Well, Pat, thanks for being on the show.
We're going back to the
Linter
days.
Oh, Pat,
yeah, no question. I mean, I think you know, our fan base spoke a little bit last year in regards to what they thought we were lacking, and I hope we responded with the right blend.
Pat, thanks for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We'll definitely focus back on the Rhinos next Monday. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Pat Eckerle here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And let's go right to our next guest. The former head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Don Popovich, joins us from St. Louis. Don, thank you for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Don, you had a coach against Giorgio Chinaglia. What did you do as a coach to try to slow down the best scorer in the history of the NASL?
Well, Giorgio was a unique character. He was a great soccer player, and he was a good friend of mine. And I always had a good relationship with him. And every winter, he'd come down in New York Aero's facility, and he practiced there with Steve Zungul and a couple other Cosmos players. And then, if you remember, when Paolo Rossi came from Italy here in America, after he went down in Buffalo, Giorgio brought him over there. He practiced with us a couple of times when he got picked to play for the national team of Italy and become a leading scorer in the World Cup. So I know Giorgio for many, many, many years. Great guy, great goal scorer. We're going to miss him dearly.
You certainly are. Joe, go ahead.
Papa, one of the things that I remember about Giorgio is that I had the privilege to know him personally, too, when we played in Rochester and when we went in New York, and he was completely, you know, receptive to everything. He was a gentleman, and you know, just like you said, we're gonna miss him.
It is a great guy. I mean, it's totally misunderstood. I mean, he wanted to win every game, and he was a winning character. He was just bringing our kids. I mean, I remember many of our kids or players that I used to coach in my lifetime. They all want to be Giorgio Chinaglia because he was scoring goals with the left foot, right foot, with hitting, chest tapping. No matter how he scored that goal, he was almost like when you give to the kid chocolate. I mean, he was the happiest man in the world when he scored the goal. You could see a smile on his face, and he was a great character. I always liked him. He was a good friend, and you know, Giorgio is a guy who loves soccer, and he will do anything for soccer just to make sure. And he's the guy, really, Pelé and him and a couple other guys who came that time in North American Soccer League, who made the soccer in this country as big as it is today. So all the credit going to those guys, and George is one of those definitely four or five guys who made the soccer in this country going, and we should give him credit for that.
Well, Don, thank you very much for being on the show. We got to get one more guest on, Mr. Fred Gurgarev. So thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Don Popovich here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And our final guest tonight, somebody who knew Giorgio for many years, all the way to the end of his life, joining us now, former Lancer Fred Gurgarev. Thank you, Fred. Thanks for coming on with us tonight.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Fred.
Joe's on the line with us too. Joe, how you doing?
How are you, Fred? How's it going in New York?
Hi, Joe. Good. How are you, Joe? Everything is good here, except for the bad news that we got about George.
Well, you know, my understanding is that you saw George. You were one of the ones that saw him blessed. What was going on in his life, you know?
Well, we were good friends. We were close friends, you know. And well, in his life, George's life was very flavorful, so to say, you know. So rich soccer-wise. And it was a great friend.
I know, so, Fred, this is very hard for you. All of us are very saddened by this loss. But you played with him with the Cosmos. What was he like on the practice field in training?
He was always very active. He was fun on the practice field. He wanted to excel on the practice field just like he wanted to excel during the games. He wanted to win every practice game, like almost every game that he wanted to win, you know. And he did not want to lose whatsoever. He wanted to score goals on the practice during scrimmages, practices, and all that. That was Georgia. That was, you know, his character.
Well, Fred, Charlie Shannon was on earlier. He said if it wasn't for Giorgio, you never would have played for the Lancers. So we're really grateful to Giorgio in so many ways. And I know, Fred, that we will have to have you on again in the future to talk more about what's been going on in your life. I know that you're in New York with a restaurant, and many Fred Lancer fans certainly remember you in your days here in Rochester. So we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we'll have you on again in the future, okay?
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you, and a lot of luck to you people, and all the best. And keep the torch going in the Rochester. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Freddy.
You, Fred. Bye-bye. Fred Gergerev here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So, Joe, we just have about a minute to wrap up. Give us your last thoughts about George.
You know, on behalf of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we want to extend our condolences to the Giorgio Chinaglia family, to his kids, to his wife, to all the people that have touched his life. It's certainly a big loss, and we feel part of their loss.
And we certainly do. And again, on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, on our front page is the last interview we did with Giorgio from April 1st, 2011. And he's as outspoken as ever. We'll definitely check it out. It was very, very fun, and Giorgio is full of life. And that's how we want to remember him, Sam, as somebody just full of life and love for the sport.
Yeah, if anybody's looking to see some memories, if you go on YouTube and just put his name in there, you'll see a lot of clips of Giorgio if you want to.
The 50 goals in 1980, unbelievable. Minute 10 on that video, he scores against the Lancers. So, as always, our show is brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Rhino-Gramming in Pittsford, and by the Rochester Rhinos, Rochester Lancers, Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, Allstate Insurance, Agent Angel Scolo, Faber Homes, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. This has been Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, and Bob D'Angelo with WYSL Controls. Thanks to all of our guests tonight. Be with us again next Monday for our next regular edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this.
I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there was.